So maybe the scales have tipped a little differently. But Oakland got 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks.
Wow.
Plus $8 million from the Glazers in Tampa Bay to get John Gruden down to Tampa Bay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so Al Davis was asking for a lot, and he got it.
Yeah. And by the way, as much as I love Mike Tomlin and the idea, I can't do this. We don't even have a first-round pick this upcoming draft. Now, that's not to say you couldn't trade a future first, but regardless.
Yeah, they're going
to
want a first for this draft to go get their quarterback or at least package to get their guy.
This for me right now with just this information, I'm going to pivot, okay, just a little. Would I love to have him? Absolutely. I can't get involved if it involves this. If Tomlin sits out, well, then we're out of the mix because we're going to hire a coach. Right. And that guy's – he's not – I hope he's not fired in a year. But that guy's – he better be here beyond just a year. So, Mike, that is the situation surrounding Mike Tomlin as we know it, guys. That's what we were in here discussing because part of this was, oh, he walked away. He can go anywhere he wants.
Right.
Not necessarily.
And I don't know. Tomlin doesn't strike me as the kind of dude that would want to jump in studio for a year.
Me neither.
As a gap year.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean –
But did Sean Payton –
No, Sean wasn't great either, if we're honest. Sean didn't have the temperament or the personality for it, if we're honest. It wasn't exactly a smooth fit, if you go back and you remember Sean Payton's one time on Fox. But, yeah, I'd be curious if Tom would want to do that, make a little extra loot, and then jump back in the game.
Yeah, I don't see that either, but we're just giving you the information that we have right now as we were discussing as a show and going, wait a minute. Oh, what else you got?
So, just to give you a little bit more nuance here, it's a club option that the Steelers have for Tomlin for 2027. So it says here in the ESPN article, if he was to coach anywhere before the end of 2027, the Steelers could negotiate some sort of draft compensation. So technically, he wouldn't be a free agent until 2028.
They didn't pick the option up though.
They haven't. They have up until I think at some point
March 1st.
Yeah, March 1st.
I think it's March 1st. I saw it today because this was the discussion, and I was like, "What's the date on his deal?" I think it's March 1st. Heading into the new year of the league year, which is March 13th, but they had to have a decision on whether they were picking up that contract for next
year. So it sounds like, though, if you do want him before the end, not of this season, not this coming season, but 2027, you're going to have to talk to him about some sort of negotiation.
Yeah. And my guess is, why would you pick up you're not picking up the option, right? I don't know. I mean, hell, who knows what the Steelers are going to do? I do know this, Mike, they've been ran so well. This will be their fourth. Right? Is that right? Their fourth head coach?
In the entire history of the franchise.
That's crazy.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, and this was the debate that I was getting into with some listeners earlier today after watching the team. And unless you want to give him the pass that it was, you know, the general manager and two general managers that didn't get a handle on the situation with Roethlisberger. Kind of like, you know, we should have maybe set ourselves up for the end of the Matt Ryan run. It was Kevin Colbert who built those great Super Bowl winning teams. And then it was Omar Khan. And Omar Khan, if we're honest, Pickett was a bust, you know, and then you look at where they're at now. They're trying to, you know, spackle it with Aaron Rodgers. That didn't work out, you know, the team. And they also, I got to be honest, Mike Tomlin, I'm not sure about his hires. We knew Arthur Smith. I think a lot of fans, we kind of rolled our eyes when the Steelers brought Arthur Smith in 2 years ago as their OC. Before that, hell, that Canada was so bad, they were chanting his name at Penguins games. So I don't know. I'm not a Steelers fan, but I just think when you look at getting eliminated, Carl, 5 years in a row in a wild card, that's nothing to brag about. That's kind of Marvin Lewis territory with the Bengals back in the day.
Yeah, look, and you're not wrong at all, Mike. I feel like, you know, there's a time. 19 years is a long time, man. It's like Harbaugh.
Same boat for Harbaugh.
I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, we won a lot. Did we win as much as we wanted to? No, but guess what? He got a Super Bowl. He got a Super Bowl.
But look, imagine Mike Tomlin with Lamar Jackson. That's a thing. Harbaugh couldn't maximize the two-time MVP.
That's right.
To leverage that to a championship.
Art Rooney II put this statement out today saying, during our meeting, Coach Tomlin informed me that he's decided to step down as our head coach. Obviously, I'm extremely grateful for Mike and all the hard work. Yada, yada, yada. He basically praises him, gives him his flowers, rightfully so, and talks about 19 years and never having a losing season. Again, I trade that. Dude, every year we're talking about winning games, meaningful games, Mike, in December and January, being in the playoffs, even though you're right, the last five have stunk. I just feel like that in itself is an incredible Hall of Fame resume. Either way, we'll see what happens with Tomlin. That is why we're discussing it, guys. So if you're going, what the hell just happened? Mike Tomlin voluntarily steps away. What's up, Day-Day?
No, I was just going to say, too, if you're Mike Tomlin in regards to his contract, he's 53 years old. 19 years, you can sit out 2 years. Right. No, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You literally could take a 2-year break and someone would hire you in a heartbeat.
For sure.
Once you're ready to come back.
Yeah.
And maybe he gets, you know, re-energized, you know, and you get him with the right team. I just, like I said, the Steelers, you know, it's, you got to go back, guys. It's 2010 was that last Super Bowl. Okay.
Right. And Packers.
And
right?
that was the Packers. That's not the last one they won. That's the last time they were in the Super Bowls. That's 15 years. And, you know, I said you consider the Steelers an elite franchise. 10 teams have gone to this. I looked it up. 10 teams have gone to the Super Bowl since last time the Steelers won one. And obviously the Patriots are a big chunk of that too. But the Chiefs then stepped in. But, you know, we've seen other teams do it. You know, Baltimore did it. We've seen, you know, other squads. The Giants got in there. You know, Tampa Bay did it with Brady. So the world kept spinning. The Steelers kind of stayed where they were.
Yeah. I would be curious. He's not going to talk about it now, but I'd be curious to ask and find out, Mike, where he thinks this thing went wrong. Like, you're good. Like,
right.
Because here's the deal. And you have to understand the attitude and the makeup of Pittsburgh. Because they've been so dominant and won championships and they've got all those Lombardi trophies, winning in the regular season don't matter.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said in the email, the text. They're elite. They're a different level. The expectations are much higher.
Absolutely. But there is an expectation once you get in the playoffs, like we're going to elevate and be. And so that has been the problem. They've lived in this mediocrity of we're really good in the season. We're winning 10, 11, 12 games. But then we get to the playoffs and we can't get over the hump. And so early, like five, 6 years ago when this first started, it was, oh, Tomlin will get them there. He'll get them there. And then, Mike, this continues to happen, and now they find themselves in the exact same place. I just think he came to the resolution, and it may have happened during the season. I'm done after this. 19 years. If we get there, great. If we don't, but either way, that's part of the makeup. Their makeup, unlike many cities in this country when it comes to their NFL teams, is different. It's just different.
Right.
And to say, like, for us right now, we're clamoring to get into the playoffs.
No, it's all relative, but I mean, then you look at a coach and you say, has he lost his fastball? Is he more, are you dealing more with his rep than the reality of what that team was? And then, as I said, a couple Steeler fans say, Kevin Colbert, you know, just didn't prepare for the future. Basically, I went back and looked at the numbers this morning. Kevin Colbert did the same thing with the Steelers that Dimitroff did with the Falcons. Trying to squeeze one more run out of it when you probably should have been thinking for the future. Where we should have had the heir apparent to Matt, they should have had the heir apparent to Roethlisberger. And they did one last year with Roethlisberger, and it didn't work. 22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and that was the last year of Roethlisberger, and they probably should have pivoted and moved forward.
And then they picked Kenny Pickett.
Was it? And again, in a draft where there really wasn't a great quarterback, and you convinced yourself he was worth a top 15 pick.
There wasn't. They rolled the dice. That didn't work. All right. We got a couple of phone calls we want to talk to about Matt Ryan again, and that is our focus today. Matt reportedly has led all of the head coaching interviews. They revealed that today, and that goes back to him signing his deal on Saturday. And he talked about, you know, the opportunity to build the relationships that he wants to and how he wants to go about this. We'll let you hear more as the day goes along. Vinny in Monroe wants to talk about Matt Ryan. Vinny, welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I mean, what he was talking about when he said Arthur gets final decision is Arthur has a checkbook. So I'm in a similar role where I get to make decisions, but I hand that pen to Daddy to write that check.
And so, it's a big check.
That's basically, you know, that's what I took from his comment.
Yeah, look,
like,
and Vinny,
he's going to make the call, but hey, sign the check, please.
And if the coach demands a little bit more than maybe the perceived going rate, that's a decision Arthur has to make.
Yeah, and Vinny, look, it's going to be expensive regardless. Guys, we're hiring three positions. We don't know what Matt got. We certainly don't know what the GM's going to get. And if we hire one of these high-profile guys, Mike, we already know. We've been talking about the $10 million range. It's going to be expensive.
Right. And again, Tomlin technically is not in the market. We just discussed it. Obviously, he would be viable for so many teams. Everybody would be a fool. Like, I'm not saying you don't talk to Tomlin. I'm just saying I'd like to know what the hell happened the last 5 years up there in Pittsburgh.
It's fair.
But, you know, and the same you could go for Harbaugh for the last 2 years. What the hell? How much of this soap opera was on you and not having a streamline with your OC and your quarterback and fixing it? You know, either way, because two things can be true. Harbaugh was a great coach in 2012, but maybe some things have slipped. You know, or Dan Reeves. I always use Dan Reeves as the example that, hey, a change of pace, his third team did nothing with the Giants, came here and put together a Super Bowl run. So you never know. You know, if you're a really good coach and you get the right pieces. But that's the thing, a veteran guy like Harbaugh, I still think he's going to want so much say, Carl, in the personnel department, it's going to preclude him from getting hired here.
It's very possible. And Mike, but here's the deal. Joe Shane is the general manager with the Giants. He just fired Brian Daboll, and you're telling me that Harbaugh's going to go there and listen to Joe Shane and everything that he wants to do?
That's why I think it's not New York. I think New York media is going to, you know, everybody puffs their chest out. Like the Cowboys all upset we wouldn't let Ulbrich talk to him. You know, the Giants might not be such a hot option for John Harbaugh at the end of the day.
Vinny, thanks for the call. David in Charleston, South Carolina. He's on the app. You can be too. It's Odyssey. Find us, 92.9 The Game, and click on Dukes and Bell. David, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys listening to you guys, especially living down here in Charleston. We've had season tickets in our family for over 50 years before I've even been born. And we go to the games, we fly back, and just getting to hear you guys on the app and getting to be connected, it's been a blessing. So I just want to say thank you guys first of all for all that, all you guys do every day to encourage all of us. But about Matt Ryan, I just think he handled the press conference so well with so much class. Mm-hmm. And I think he said all the right things about the general manager and the coach, whether he has some input or not in the final decisions. I think he said all the right things. I love also too about the John Harbaugh. I think one thing he brought up today is, you know, they want a leader of men. And I think whether it's Mike Tomlin, but I really love John Harbaugh. I just think that he's exactly what we need here, and he's going to bring the pieces here. No matter if they come or go, he'll be the stabilizing force. So just appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you for the kind words. Thanks for listening on the app. Guys, if you're traveling or you happen to move, we hope you don't. Atlanta's full. Do not move here. But if you move somewhere else, you can always listen to on the app, man, and check us out. Look, for me, it's Harbaugh or Ornell. That's how I'm feeling. And the reason is because I prefer proven than unproven. They may go a different route. I'll have to swallow my pride, as I've done time and time again on this radio station, Mike, and accept what the decision is. But I just feel like in this particular coaching cycle with where our franchise is and where it's been, that's the move. And I just think you go all in and you try to make it happen. The part we don't know, and this is what Mike keeps saying, we don't know if he wants to be here. You can do everything you can, guys. You could do everything you can to bring a woman home. But if she don't want to be there, she ain't coming. So I don't know that aspect of the equation. What I do know is, for me and where we are in this franchise right now, it just makes sense. It fits so perfectly, and I think it would be the home run. But it might not happen.
Well, that's just it. You know, look, I like Harbaugh. Look, two ways of looking at this. You know, Dan Reeves, as we said earlier in the show, he was inherited. You know, does Arthur Blank have a problem with the big established head coach? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Guys, a guy hit me up on the text. He goes, Mike, you are being so semantics today. I said, yes, because this franchise has screwed things up for 8 years. That's why I want crystal clarity. So I apologize if I'm being that guy. But I wanted Arthur out. As Carl said, that doesn't happen in the NFL world. You know, unless the guy is incapacitated, in which case, okay, now, sorry, Grandpa, you are really out. You don't get to do that anymore.